lush and green. But this part of Catalonia is the epicenter of a severe drought, and the soil here is so thirsty. Manel Puig won't even attempt to plant corn this year. The plots of land lay barren and parched. He's also worried about his barley crops. The grain should be plumper by now and the stems elongated. Normally, the yield would be 5 to 6 tons of barley kernels per hectare. But it's looking bad, and this month of May is key for his crop to mature.
The stem is okay, but the most important thing is for the grain to become ripe, heavier. If we don't have any water, this won't happen. We would lose at least 50%. If this heat continues and there is no rain before the end of the month, then it won't grow.
It's been several weeks since the fields were last irrigated, and Manel doesn't know when it could happen next. His rain-fed crops are completely lost. The irrigation canals are nearly empty. Those lines show you where the water level is usually at. But since the beginning of the year, there has been barely any rain, so restrictions had to be imposed to make sure there's enough drinking water. And it's the farmers that are the hardest hit. One village over, in Miral Camp, it's the apple and pear trees that are at risk. It takes years of work and patience before they produce the fruit. Josef Maria Petrol says they require sun, plenty of that, and a well-drained soil to bloom. None of that here at the moment. He's now forced to use chemicals to reduce the number of fruits growing on each tree, hoping on some rain to save the others. His brother Lorenz is pessimistic.
It's a chain reaction. It starts from us. Then the workers will lose their jobs. Then the butchers, because their prices will go up, because there is no water for the animals. Then some of the fruit shops will have to close down. It's a chain reaction, and we don't know where it stops. It's up to the government to come up with a solution.
Catalonia is considered one of the key farming regions of Europe. With how the year is shaping up, an agriculture disaster seems in the making, affecting people well beyond the borders of Spain.